Life's a bitch, but I deal with it. I'm in it to win it like guys are men.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Trying to free my mind. I've been sitting here just wasting time.
Here, fans, as we're sliding in with that music intro and heading off the bat just with the drum roll, and today we're talking a very important conversation. Prices gone wild.
Awesome!
And that's what Kid Rock is doing. He's getting wild, and I am Jay Garvin's, the host of this show, and I'm more fired up than I've been in months because we have a conversation that offers solutions rather than repetitive problems. And if you've never heard my voice, I'm Jay. I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I was blessed this morning. The last voice that I heard, had a conversation with before I came into the studio, was with one of my all-time best radio listeners, Kirk. You fire me up. He said something like, Jay, I appreciate you because you are part of the energetic me economy rather than the economy. And I'm going to help you today how to take the bull by the horns, how to go ahead and flip off inflation.
What'd you talk about, mister?
Flip off high prices, flip off everything that's negative, and take a step back and solve things in your own matter, for your family, for your life this week. So, like I said, the title of the show is Prices Gone Wild, and have they gone wild indeed? Right in front of me here, I've got an article before you, and I come to you not as a newspaper publisher, but as a licensed loan originator over 20 years in the industry. The last eight, I believe, with Churchill Mortgage, licensed myself in over 17 states. So I have a local perspective in Colorado. If you're listening by podcast, I have a regional, not yet national, voice and perspective, licensed all the way from Florida up through Utah and Montana and almost all flyover states, to include Colorado in between. And inflation the last 3 years, 2.5 especially, has been busting my chops. I have an article right in front of me. More than 4 months after the talking head said we were going to have relief in the local newspaper, the Gazette, head of the business section is titled Inflation Remains Elevated. Now, I'm going to give about 2 minutes on inflation and about 50 minutes on the solution, but prices remain volatile. That's basically the conversation, where core prices are still up 3.8%, unchanged from a year ago. We said we were going to get some relief in December, but this is the residual money flow in America when our elected officials print money for COVID, post-COVID, and like the Inflation Reduction Act. That's an oxymoron, like government efficiency. That does not work. And then we go into the details of the article, and basically Jay pop, pop, pow, bottom line says that he stressed that the Fed's policymakers, those are the regional Fed heads, need more confidence that inflation is steadily slowing to their target level before we cut interest rates. And that's affected everything, because they say inflation remains persistent at 0.4% increase on the month. But let's look at that in reality, folks. 0.4 times 12 is an inflation rate of this year alone, projected now, if it doesn't slow considerably, at 4.8%. Now, that's on top of 2022 and parts of 2023, when we had 8% inflation. So if you're feeling it tough in your pocketbook, there's a reason for that. And those individuals that report the news actually report it accurately. There's another article right next to it that I won't go into detail that says Fed officials highlighted the worsening inflation. And they counter it with Bidenomics saying, but there's so many job additions. Oh, individuals are doing so well. Well, the job additions, to include my wife, for the first time in 20 years as we become empty nesters is because we need more money. Mortgage is off 70%. Now, by the grace of God, I did a show previously this month called The Seven Baby Steps. My wife and I have eliminated all of our unsecured debt. We have more than almost a 10-month emergency reserve, and we have been living, for the most part, on our reserve, and my wife, who wants to jumpstart her career anyways, has been back to work. That's why employment numbers are low, because everybody, to include their pets and parakeets, are getting jobs, extra gig income, to pay the bills. And I'm going to go through some of those things, but the bottom line is this. What's up with inflation? What's up with the employment? What's up with the interest rates? And what's up with our expenses? And like Kid Rock said, we're not wasting time. I'm not going to give all my duckies to Uncle Sam. I want to go ahead and help my children go through college, through sports, put food on the table, maybe take my dog for a walk. And if we're lucky at the end of the year and have any energy left, maybe take a little vacation with the family. And if you can relate to that, this show, this conversation is for you. Because the bottom line up front is this. The Jay Garvin Show, we're about solutions. Both Matt, my producer, and I agree. We're not about problems. It's about American ingenuity and not desperation. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to get real life examples as I have Jason Holmes, a contractor, in here talking about real world savings, real world solutions to moving forward with your budget, solutions to get the bills paid, to get things purchases, services offered without going further in the red. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I want to help you consolidate and get rid of your debt. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. But stay tuned. We're continuing after these messages with the Jay Garvin Show. Prices gone wild.
Ain't no rough guy. Ain't no tough guy. Don't get out much. I don't dress up fly. A pawn in the game is all I am. Giving all my ducats to Uncle Sam.
What I needed to hear wasn't coming in clear. And what I now know is only partial info. I speak over tempo to put words into motion. You can't stay stagnant with the future that's approaching. So,
the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family owned business.
For your radio, but that's alright though, it's good for your soul in it.
It feels good to be out of control, I said it.
It feels good to be out of control.
Well, fantastic intro again. I am Jay Garvin's. I'm your friend, host of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And today I'm talking about prices gone wild. Not the problem, but the solution. And before the break, I had mentioned to you, we are going to focus on solutions, how you can bring down your budget, how you can save in expenses from everything from groceries to furnaces. And the number one suggestion I give, which is common sense, is you have to stay local. Use local companies that are your neighbors, whether it's a service or an actual product. And on top of that, lean on authentic referrals from your neighbors, your friends like me. I've been in this community for 26 years. I know the companies and the services are good and those that aren't. And you just get multiple perspectives. And I pulled some strings today to shift things around to get one of my best friends and partner, Jason Holmes, fired up with me in the studio here.
Because I'm a pimp.
I'm a pimp.
No, he didn't.
I'm pimping products and trying to get them to the peeps. Rocky Mountain Climate, family owned for over a decade. Steve, Frankie, and Jason. And I said, Jason, let's go from the macro, big picture, to the micro, to where if you need a furnace or you need savings and decisions have to be made and you don't want to put them on credit cards or credit, what's a solution? And Jason came with more material than you've had in the show in the last 6 months, my friend. Let's talk about furnaces and heat pumps and savings and rebates and how a local company like you can help where a internet ad or a 1-800 number with someone selling you a product just doesn't serve you the same way.
Yeah, we don't have time for dumb questions today because we got a loaded show here.
We got a loaded show. So share with me up front, and then we'll get into the details of what's going on in the furnace, air conditioning, and HVAC world where people can really save money.
I've been doing a lot of research. We've been talking about this for the last couple months over
heat
pumps.
Mm-hmm. And heat pumps, which is basically an electrical heating unit as opposed to a gas or propane heating unit.
Correct, yes. And they do have what's called a dual fuel system.
And so, talk about that, because that's kind of like a Prius vehicle where it's not totally EV, electric vehicle. It's not totally gas, but it's a combo
like
where
a hybrid.
Hybrid now in furnaces.
Right. Yeah, so a heat pump, to all your listeners out there, you can add a heat pump to your existing furnace you have in your house.
So then you have an option of gas usage and also electric, and it can be a traditional furnace all the way down to the street name of these, what are the wall units called? The
mini splits.
The mini splits, where you see the white units. That is an electrical unit that gives out heat and cool air, but it doesn't cover the square footage that a traditional furnace. So the hybrid kind of answers utility savings and heat delivery or cool delivery.
Correct. Yeah, so quick education in heat pumps is heat pumps work on a reversing valve. As most people would know, the outside unit of air conditioner.
That means nothing to us.
But with the dual fuel on your furnace is once that heat pump extracts so much heat out of that cold air into your house, it switches over to the gas furnace to heat your house.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so it is a true hybrid.
Yes, absolutely.
And it can go in a normal basement with no big... Does it need now an extra 110 or 220 committed circuit breaker along with the gas?
No, you go off your traditional air conditioner. You take off your traditional air conditioner outside and throw the heat pump in and...
Because you've already got the requirement of 220, right, from Colorado Springs Utility and Pikes Peak Regional Building. There aren't any hidden secrets in this. It's pretty straightforward.
Straightforward.
Well, good. So bring it to the next level. So why would someone want to do this? I mean, come on. Is there savings? This show's about savings.
Dude,
and price has gone wild.
Yeah. We've touched base about this many times about heat pumps. I was always kind of skeptical about the savings, but man, I've got all this stuff from Excel to Energy Sage, from Trane offering rebates right now for heat pumps, incentives to buy heat pumps.
And federal IRS on the 1040 tax statements.
Everything.
So they're all stacking, and it's not pick A or B. You can stack them on top of each other.
You can stack them. So like Trane would offer, like let's say a $600 rebate, but you can stack that on top of like a furnace and then a thermostat and then maybe another heat pump for another room, and you just keep stacking those rebates up.
Stacks up not only at Xcel Energy level, which serves part of Colorado, but then also you've got the rebates from the IRS, and then you've got the rebates from the manufacturer.
Correct.
That's fantastic.
It just keeps going and going. By the time you look at it, we had Pete on the radio with me that one time from Trane.
Exactly.
And me and him went over and over, and we're like, man, it's a no-brainer. Buy a heat pump. They're throwing money at you to buy a heat pump.
Ouch! I just got hit by a dollar bill.
I mean, what were we talking about? Excel said $600 per ton for a heat pump. So if you got a 5-ton unit in your house that you're putting a 5-ton unit in,
$600. That's $3,000 savings alone.
Excel's paying you $3,000 to put that thing in your house.
And then on top of that, you have Trane, the manufacturer's rebate. And then on top of
that's another $600-$700.
And now you've got a savings from the IRS.
$2,000 from the feds.
$2,000, you're at anywhere between $3,000 and $6,000 of savings.
Yeah, so let's say we'll discuss my thing about the 3-ton air conditioners, my deal I got on that. But
let's go into that right now. Your 3-ton air conditioners, this is not only you, Rocky Mountain Climate, this is the manufacturer, American-made Trane Corporation, standing behind you as like your wingman.
Right, so right now we're offering for a limited time while supplies last, a 3-ton only air conditioner installed in your house for $5,000.
And that's one of the biggest units that you have.
It's unprecedented.
Never
once these units are gone, you'll never see this deal ever again.
No, I mean, I was paying more for that when my wife got pregnant with Asher, our son, in 2003. And I said, what do you want for your maternity gift? And she's like, air conditioning. So that literally is more than 20 years ago. This is, and that's great, because it's not deflation, folks. It's people stepping forward to help you with what? Price has gone wild.
Right. Price has gone wild.
And it takes a local distributor like you to do this, who's exclusively trained. And partner, that's why you're on the radio. I tell people, I say it in a commercial with our newest partner, Jersey Mike's. Free sandwiches for you and your team, I'm telling you.
Yes.
And Nate Rose is amazing. And it's just taking care of things locally. And you've done that with Bells On, my friend.
That's awesome.
Okay, so let's go into some of the details. First of all, to be totally transparent, if you put in a, and these are general numbers, friends, we're at the microphone, we're not at the abacus or the computer, but a heat pump costs about, what, 10 grand to put into your house?
Give or take around there, yeah.
So now it's a potential, it could be 5 grand or lower, and on top of that, yeah. The yeah. Air conditioning, folks, it is pretty cool in April right now. You're going to be begging me that you would have made a move by July, because with as wet as this winter was, it's going to be a hot summer.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And just like you said, we're at the mic, so we can't go delve too deep out of the weeds into it. But if you want to get more information, all of you guys out there, just go to EnergySage.com.
EnergySage.com. And you guys can call me at 719-330-1457. And I'll walk you through this. In fact, if you want to call and you have a legitimate question, what the heck? I'm throwing in a Jersey Mike sub just for the call. I love our new partners, man. They're all local. Nate Rose, in his 40s, with a two-year-old in the studio, 10 stores he and his wife own and his uncle. And he's just rocking it just like you. Local companies, local presence, local friends.
That's awesome. Jersey Mike's is good, too.
I know, and they're good. I mean, they've been around here for over 10 years. Yeah. So the next step that they need to do is call you guys, and you've got this promo going on until supplies last.
Right.
So hopefully throughout next week, into the weekend, stop, pull over just for a second. You can always call me, but if you want to call Frankie or Ashley directly, how do they do that?
They can call the office at 719-629-8686.
And what do they say?
Just ask them as far as the
special.
Yeah, the AC special for the 3-ton.
The AC special for the 3-ton deal. Yeah. This is your time to get an air conditioner, folks.
Yeah, just tell them I want the AC deal for the 3-ton unit.
And that you heard it on Jay Garvin's show.
Correct.
Okay, that's fantastic. Check that block off, folks. Boom. Now, the biggest thing that I'm telling you guys to do is to talk to two or more service providers, two or more equipment tradesmen. And I say that because individuals like Jason, quite honestly, folks, will always win because he answers calls. I feel sorry for people that have like UC Health, Jason, because my wife was with UC Health because I was with a different doctor, and she goes through this myriad of operators and on hold and stuff. And I call my doctor, actually, Dr. Mark Fraley, he would allow me to say that. And I talk to a live person right away. We get to the question, and then the service is local and the price is affordable. That's what you're going to get with Jason. You're not going to get that from some big internet deal coming out of Denver or Des Moines.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Another offer I got going on too. You know, the time's coming up where you want to start your air conditioning.
Absolutely. And it's going to come up more quickly than you think. I would say by my birthday in May 16th, it starts to get to hot days.
Right. So what I'm offering to your listeners and your listeners only
listen
out in Jay Garvin's Radio Land is from this day Saturday till next Saturday, you call my office at 719-629-8686. Say you heard this offer on the Jay Garvin Show. I am offering you guys a $59.99 air conditioner or furnace service.
Wow.
For that week only.
For $59.99. And folks, you cannot go wrong. It's less than $60. Even as an investment property owner where I pool all my houses with you, I'm still above that. And you don't have to worry about the heat pump. You don't have to worry about the split system. It's just get it checked out to see the condition of the air conditioner or your furnace as it sits now.
Absolutely. We want to go over there and take a look, take an honest diagnosis of your furnace and your air conditioner, make sure everything's up to par, and give you an honest honest assessment of what's going on with it.
If you're listening right now, this is huge, because I love Jason, but you're not a radio guy. You're a contractor. You go and do the bids out at the houses. You're there. That's your land. So for you, your comfortable space, for you to do all this research and really step forward and say, hey, how can we bring savings to individuals that just are mired in the prices gone wild?
Right.
Because summer is going to hurt if you don't have a working unit, and we don't want to break your budget. So in the last couple minutes, my friend, put a bow on it. What do we want to accentuate? Again, these, I didn't even know there was a heat pump that was a combination of electrical and gas.
Yeah, they do a full electric, and that one is not good for Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that one, but dual fuel is...
Dual fuel, folks. You can use the gas unit you have in there now with the circuit that you've got on your air-conditioned compressor right now, and put in a combined unit that not only gives you efficiency, it gives you rebate, but it also gives you variety to get the savings with the heat pump, but the efficiency of the gas-driven unit.
Correct, correct.
Well, hell no, Sean, I sound like HVAC guy.
No, I really want your customers out there to, or your listeners out there to take advantage of that $59.99 service tune-up.
So less than $60, my friends, please give Jason a call, or easier, just 719-330-1457 for me. Final words, my friend, and then I'm going to wrap up the segment.
Take advantage of the $59.99. It only lasts till next Saturday. Usually we charge $129 for that service. You can call that office, talk to the girls at 719-629-8686. That's Rocky Mountain Climate. Tell the girls in the front office that you heard this offer on the Jay Garvin Show.
Fantastic, my friend. And please don't go anywhere. That is a prime example of what I want to teach you to do, a solution on how to find a local provider, get a very good, reasonable conversation started so you feel confident and you save money where it's most important, right in your budget and your pocketbook. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat? Living real poor, gonna make me holler. I don't wanna live in the street like some folks do.
Well, my friends, what an amazing segment. If you're tuning in for the first time, and we're into 11 minutes of the meat, my friends, and I'm talking about prices gone wild. I referenced articles at a federal level and at the Gazette level about how inflation's been persistent, about the misinformation of how employment numbers are so great when it's really you and I and everybody else needing to get a second or third job with our family or our friends to just pay the bills. But the Jay Garvin Show, right here, you and I, it's all about solutions, not problems. It's about American ingenuity and not desperations. And I have solutions for you. It brings me to a real quick story of a long-lost friend and boss of mine, Captain Gerald Davies. When I was over in Germany in the Army as a young officer, my commander at HHT, Headquarters Training and Troop, West Point graduate, English major. I walked into his office with a whole bunch of brand new medical service officer questions. And he said, stop right there, Lieutenant Garvins. Every time you walk into my office with a problem, I want to make sure you come in with three solutions. So if you're listening out there, a Gerald, Jerry, Captain Davey, I appreciate you. That's a lesson from 35 years ago that I appreciate. And I say the same thing to you, the radio listener. Wait, if you're mulling over a problem, don't sulk. Seek advice, seek wisdom, which is learning from the experience or the mistake of others, or even like I do, seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit and come up with the solutions. And some of the solutions on a challenge are, okay, consider working with a local company that offers the service or the product that you're looking for. Number two, lean on authentic referrals when prices have gone wild from your friends and trusted sources. Hopefully, I'm one of those trusted sources. I would never, ever refer you to anybody. Some of you listening have called me Kirk, Jane. I just had lunch with Becky talking investment properties. Just get references and balance them. I give you one piece of advice, not your decision. Like one customer said, Jay, I took your referral and it didn't work out. I'm like, I never told you to take my referral. You interview my referral, then you find a second referral and even a third or maybe a fourth referral if you don't feel comfortable, and then you make a decision. The decision is on you. This isn't the blame game. It's not on me. I'm giving you one more arrow in your quiver. So some of the ways I want to share with you that you can actually combat what you call, let's say, seven steps the next time you hire a contractor or a service or product provider for your family is these simple considerations. And you call me at 719-330-1457 and I'll give you a copy of this article from ourhomefromscratch.com. And it says, number one, you've got to define the project scope that you're doing. You don't call someone and say, I want to redo the kitchen, and don't give more details than that. Then blame them for the price, the product, service, delivery, or the estimate. Number two, you need to ask for more detail and an itemized list of the job steps and the processes, because there's always something that can go sideways. Number three, you have to identify the contractor's pain points. And what does that mean? If an HVAC guy comes in and puts in your unit, there may be a pain point where he's got to go through a drywall entry to the product, and now he's brought in another contractor, a drywall contractor or framer. Identify the steps. Here's a big one. Identify the steps when maybe you can do a DIY, a do it your own way. My good friend, my best neighbor friend, Nick, came to me frustrated because he's like, I've got a leak, a plumbing leak in a wall in the back of my bathroom, and the plumber wants $600 and the drywall guy wants $400. And I'm like, Nick, let's take a look at it. I have tools to make a half an hour conversation condensed down into 30 seconds. I showed him, this is how you cut a hole in the drywall, and I cut a hole in the drywall. I brought out the piece. There was some mold on the back of it. He had no idea at all what to do with that. And I taught him how to do it. I identified the leak. We went to Home Depot together, bought less than $16 of parts, and we fixed it. And now we're seeing how it's operating. And he literally saved over $950 because we decided together to do a DIY. But now it's okay also to tell someone, hey, if I give referrals out to other companies, would you consider a discount? That's number six. And then number seven, the most important, you have to follow through on your end. If you offered to hire out a portion of the job and you promised future work for a good quote-unquote Angie's List referral, you have to follow up and actually talk to your friends enthusiastically about that contractor, because a referral is less money they have to spend on marketing. Now, to back it up a second, let's go into a more broader frame. That's seven ways you can interview and interact with a contractor or a service provider. Let's step back one step and say, what's nine ways to combat inflation? Because when you point the finger at someone, just remember that you got three pointing back on you. So let's look at why you may be concerned about the price of things. I've had to evaluate that myself, because it's a bigger picture of ways to combat inflation. And number one, which I dedicated the whole show to last week, you would think I could talk about Dave Ramsey's seven baby steps in 7 minutes, but it took me three, four segments and an hour to do it. And that's because number one way to combat inflation is to approach the dreaded B word, review your budget. If you've got dollars falling off the table because you're not budgeted and you don't know where things are going, that's going to increase your stress level. Number two, I talked about this in the first segment, diversify your income. Hey, folks, I'm spending much more time on radio this year because it's not only a source of relationship and inspiration and assistance I provide you, but as I bring on Jersey Mike's as an additional partner, I make more money and I've got to diversify. My wife and I are almost empty nesters. My wife could go to the gym more. She's like, no, not only do I want to rekindle my accounting career, I need to help with the budget. Number three, you've got to pay down your high debt. I've got a friend of mine that I'm helping with an $800,000 line of equity, folks. That is painful. That is $6,000 a month interest payment. He really needs my help and I'm there to help him. But if you've got a line of equity that has a payment of over $1,000 a month interest only, you need my help. Number four, consider a cashback rebate card. That can be a credit card, which I really don't advocate, but try to get some points and a kickback, like at King Soopers, anything like that. Try to at least get your money that's in a savings account, in a high yield savings account. You have to create a meal plan, folks. You have to also batch your errands rather than just going to the store and coming back and wasting gas and time. Actually plan out your Thursday night and do multiple errands at the same time. And then you have to speak with some type of financial advisor, accountant, or someone that can give you input. And these are things that can help you. So in the final segment, I'm going to talk about solutions specifically for you. That's the biggest takeaway. When prices have gone wild and you point the finger at someone else, there's three pointing back at you, and those are 1, 2, 3 solutions. Now, one of those solutions is sell some stuff. I literally just less than 24 hours ago sold a desk for $125. I made money, but I was blessed in the process. I met Madeline, who knew another good friend, a couple of ours, Perry and Lauren, who then knew each other, then knew their daughter, who knew my daughter, and now there's someone in my sphere of influence. Another thing, they just pop up opportunities as you step forward. My wife has a position, and now as an accountant, she's understanding the contracting world as an accountant for a contracting company, and it's a blessing beyond the salary. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap this up as you get a little outro, you know, with Wasting Time with Kid Rock. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I've been sitting here just wasting time trying to free my mind.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
No more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby.
Well, welcome to the final segment of the Jay Garvin Show, where we're talking about prices gone wild. And if you're feeling lethargic, put your hand on the dashboard or the radio, because this is the power segment. And I'm wrapping up. Here's some bottom line common sense approaches to prices gone wild. How can you not feel overwhelmed? First of all, you do need to get a friend. Because there's two types of people out there. Even Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions says very generically within every household, every couple, there is a free spirit and a nerd. But there's also someone who is more comfortable with conflict and someone that is more comfortable or can manage discomfort or conflict better. And there's no doubt at all that in the suggestions I'm giving you to get a fair price for a fair service on services or contracting products, there's going to be some perceived conflict. The first one, there's not at all. By using a local economy, folks, it's like using your children for a lemonade stand. And not even the case, because at a lemonade stand, you give the kid a buck rather than 20 cents for a cup of lemonade because you appreciate them. But my point is that you keep the money and the lesson in your family. If you can work with a local company, obviously like a local accountant, a local attorney, a local insurance agent, rather than some national company, you're keeping the money in the community. I actually did this 15 years ago with candies, and I got frustrated because I sat down with one of my clients and I said, really? Like, I want to serve you when he went through this situation. I don't know where this came from. It just popped in my memory. Client X, who was an adult son of the owner, sits down, has me come to his house about wanting to do a refinance, and their finances weren't the best. An 8 out of 10, not a 10 out of 10. And he said, yeah, he hasn't been doing as well lately because we've been competing with Walmart and Costco and all these national companies that are providing candies at a much reduced price. And I said, yeah, I'm going to advocate. And then in the same time when he was interviewing me, he said he was talking to other lenders, and I totally get that. Well, then he decided to go with Chase Bank, a national lender, and kicked me to the curb. And does he wonder why I never walked into candies again? I won't, because that's the weak side of Jay, where I'm like, if you're not going to advocate me, I'm not going to advocate you. Now, I'd like to say I've matured beyond that, but you reap what you sow, folks. And if you lean number two on authentic referrals, the biggest secret, if you learn nothing more, next time you need to make a decision, I've said this 100 times on the radio, whether you're deciding to date someone, whether you're deciding to go to school, whether you're deciding to go to a deli, whether you're getting a hammer at Walmart, whether you're getting a furnace, or whether you're getting a car, or whether you're hiring an attorney, get 2 to 4 opinions, period. Don't just go for your first girlfriend. Go out to coffee. Go out to a soda. Go out to Chick-fil-A with her. But then say, you're really nice. And then next week, have the courage to ask someone else to say, I'd like to go to Panino's with you. Because this is your life. My son has done this, where he had a great relationship with the gal. They hit it off. We love her. If they got married, I'd love them. But in college, they said, not that we need a break. I'm not going to get into it. But it's not always the answer, because now he has had friendships with other young ladies. And he said, wow, I found out that all girls have issues. It's the same way with you girls, where you find out all boys have issues. My point is get 3 damn opinions, period. End of story. It solves 90% of things in life. But you lean on authentic referrals. If I refer someone to you, I'm out there in the wind without a jacket, because you can call me up and say, Jay, you're a jerk. I stand behind 100% of the people that I refer 100% of the time, and I'm sure that the local advocates do. I know that Ramsey Solutions does. And then finally, you just want to step out of your way, a DIY. If you're a little handy as a man or a woman, help your neighbor. Help them through it, because if they are adverse to conflict, flat out, it's very, very difficult for my daughter or my wife to get 3 opinions because they think they're going to offend someone. I got 3 opinions when my daughter had surgery, and I'm glad that I interviewed 3 doctors. They were cutting a knife into my baby's leg and taking out a ligament and putting it back together like an Erector set. I'm going to talk to multiple people, and I'll give them a nice Christmas present for the doctor I didn't use. You can tell your best friend, the real estate agent that isn't all that efficient, that you're going to give him the best Christmas present ever. But don't put the largest purchase decision, a house, in jeopardy because you're afraid of offending someone. Just get on a knee, ask the Lord Jesus Christ for grace, and just approach it with calmness, because people change. But like my friend Matt Clark, the president of our company, says, Jay, people change, but not much. Be that person that changes much. In this time where we have division, I walk down the streets of Colorado Springs, and I am now saying hi to everybody, even though they're in their electronic device. COVID really jacked us all up, because we don't look at each other anymore. We don't engage. And regardless of what your background is, regardless of what your pronoun is, regardless of what your color or preference is, I want to say hello. I don't know what your day's been like, but I want to bring just a little bit of joy, laughter, and hope to you. Folks, that's the only reason I do that show. And that's why I do goofy stuff like bringing Kid Rock on Wasting Time and telling you that I'm not giving all my duckies to Uncle Sam. I just I want you to laugh a little bit and just understand 90% of life is common sense. But what I'm finding is common sense is really not that common. And I want to be that for you. If you're out there and you want to learn how to do a project when I say DIY, give me a call at 719-330-1457. I'll give you 5 minutes of my time. Just like I met an amazing couple selling a desk on Craigslist, I'm just telling you that, like Barry, if you're out there, of course I'll help you and your daughter Madeline get the desk. I may never see you again, or you may change my life. Yesterday you were a total stranger, and now I consider you a friend. Just help someone, and it'll take a little bit of the sting off. The price has gone wild. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the furnace that you get or the contractor you hire. And if you've not found your passion and your calling and purpose in life, pray to God right now, to Jesus Christ, that he would deliver it to you. Because that's what you have been to me, the radio listener, my friend. Adios, bye-bye, and I'll talk with you next week on The Jay Garvin Show.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.